Manifested live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Hashtag in your world on Drive 959.
So here's the question. This one was asked by Skumba. I don't know for what reason. Do our looks influence our character and personality? I think we saw a clip on TikTok via @WandaMadlala. Posted an audio clip showing, you know, saying, grow up ugly. That thing builds character and personality. Trust me. So Skumba, I'm sure, can relate. Me, I'm just too good looking. It's my Monday, I mean.
I could give any of you advice, right? If I could go back and give any of you advice, kids, grow up ugly. No, Nebo, you're not hearing me, right? Grow up ugly. That thing builds character and personality. Trust me. I know so many people who grew up pretty who are just boring. People who grow up ugly are the best people to be around. Like, you guys have personality. Grow up ugly. Trust me. It works for you in the future. It's an investment.
There you go, Skumba.
How true is this?
Oh, she's
how true is this that growing up ugly builds your personality, your confidence? Like this, let me tell you about me.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing you can say to me that can shake me.
Or upset you.
Or upset me.
Yeah.
Like, my skin is so thick that growing up, I know one is tool. So I can say, well, my nickname is Pomti. Let's start
the Pomtiki.
It's Pomti. He's Pomti, like he's tool.
So we're basically talking about something that people never want to talk about, especially
sure.
on air.
Yeah.
But in corners, in meetings, in the stock fair,
it's always something to talk about.
We call people. I also know with myself, you know, having a different nose. So wherever I went, I'll talk about my nose and never give you a chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say after what I've said about me.
Yeah, I already talk about my nose.
Yeah.
What's new?
You know, I think that's why I like that Wanda is talking to kids. As a kid, you don't realize how much your character is being built.
Mm.
It's only at the later stage where you are like, man, all the beatings and the lashing and the teasing have made me appreciate me
absolutely.
Even more.
Mm.
I grew up with cruise hare. I was a tomboy growing up. I have cruise hare. Like, So I looked like my dad. I don't know if I can say I grew up ugly, but I definitely didn't grow up girly.
Mm.
And I know that there is nothing you can throw at me when it comes to my looks that would disturb me.
There's no chance of you being ugly. So what I can tell you, there's no chance. But also, all your complexion also plays a major role.
Tell me.
Because you look easy on the eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why there's these things, people saying yellow bone.
Privilege, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. But when you're lighter in complexion, even when you're not handsome, you know, because of your complexion, you seem to be very light. I know even in the Indian communities, especially in India, people will come out and complain about colorism. Like, you know, Bollywood, for instance, they don't use dark-skinned Indians. And there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But does it mean that because if I grew up pretty, like I was a pretty girl with flowers and whatever, would I have less of a personality because my looks are doing everything for me? Because that's what this boy is saying. And if you are uglier, you are depending on everything else.
Every talent you have.
To back you up.
Absolutely.
On the movies, Bad Boys 1, there's at the start of the movie, Mtanaka Martin Lawrence says, Dad, at school, these kids are teasing my ears. At Martin Lawrence, don't worry about your ears. Your ears are there to listen to other people's problems.
Yeah.
But that is you building your kid to say, I know you got big ears. They are yours. Embrace them. You've got a big nose. It's yours. You are dark skin. Like that. They even call you Sasha Skolwin. Ukraine.
Sasha Nyam. So there you go. Please give us a call. 086-000-959. WhatsApp 063-688-0559. On the socials, X at Kaya on 959. Do our looks influence our character and personality? It is a beautiful day, guys. Mina, this week, because the weather is gorgeous, I'm wearing shorts every day. I'm taking full advantage of the sun.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, either this weekend or on Monday, the weather is going south. Then you'll be wearing your overalls.
Mm.
So I'm starting with shorts now. So don't ask me questions when I'm wearing shorts. Why I'm wearing shorts? Because I'm enjoying the last days of summer. Am I done?
You are definitely done.
Okay, we've got a visit. Why are you reading the news today on the show? What happened to the person who works with us?
No, it's Hey, the person will be easy.
He's wearing a tie. So.
Also, I wanted to get a feel of this goodness going around.
Yeah. Hey.
Being jealous from the outside. Now I got it.
Welcome, Gladys. Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Your looks got you in.
Oh. Hey. You are easy on the eye.
Oh, yeah, there now.
We're going to test your personality.
I've got the big nose. I've got the big nose. The worst part, your surname Ibe Dinko.
Yo.
You can imagine what's going on. Before Barrel Tabang, D, I'm like present on spot.
What the topic that you're talking about is so sensitive, is not even funny. Mina vele ngikhulenga nanwele, even namanje anginazo ngihlala ngcoka ama wiki. You don't know how frustrating that is. That mengizuke ngikhumule I wiki ngiba nje nenwele zam. Yo, people will turn heads. And it still frustrates me. Show up until today.
Mina, I grew up, I've got this head, guys. It's so big. My aunt, umamncane wami, I have all points. You compass in the northwest, in the north, southward, don't. And you know what? At the time, yeah, I was head, but now, for the past 15 years, ngihlala ngeChiskop, all my campus candidate points are out there.
So,
being teased sometimes it builds you, you embrace it.
I have a friend called Spoon. And the reason she's called Spoon is because her head was bigger than the rest of her body. So at home, but let me tell you, it's one of the things she's embraced the most, because we found out much later, actually, in our relationship, that that's not her real name. Her real name is Piwe. She's actually
Remita Spoon.
Even on my phone, she's saved as Spoon Carey because she married a German guy. So her surname is Carey.
Imagine
Spoon Carey, and yeah. she does not even flinch anymore about this.
And you know, I mean, taking information from the voice notes that we got, that the teasing starts within the family.
Absolutely.
Before outsiders and strangers start teasing you, you are teased by your aunts and your uncles.
And that builds you so much. You don't understand. Umkhulubongani from Newcastle, bengibiza makholoscope. And I know for a fact you show me. So bangiphumela ngaphandle and people say, ah, you need to go. Dude, tell me something that I don't know, that I don't hear every day. And so some people would say, oh, maybe that is sensitive, making a teasing a kid while they are young. But at the same time, the character I am is so strong, it's not even funny, man.
But you know what? We are a different generation, eh? I think the generation now is totally different from us, that they cannot deal with the teasing.
Yeah, it's a bit more sensitive. Yeah,
Tina, we ignore things that were said. To us, it was like, whatever. But now, this generation, guys, is totally different.
But I think we must also be honest, ne? If that thing yao bothera lwena, that's when it really becomes a sensitive issue.
Yes.
Because sometimes my big nose does not bother me and I like it.
Yeah.
But if I don't, then you will see that
100%.
Then it starts bothering me. It's a negative thing or a negative energy coming towards me.
Good example, Michael Jackson. So there you go. Studio number 086-000-959. WhatsApp 063-688-0959. Are we getting a couple of voice notes?
Yes, we are.
We got some voice notes, and the question do our looks influence our character and personality? # in your world.
So growing up, I used to have this friend, my soul rest in peace. She used to say, imagine a moment. Like, I need a moment
Listen, what I know is that people find people who are bow-legged attractive. But knock knees, yo, guys.
Yeah.
Have you seen Gareth Leaf?
Yeah.
I'm sure you knock knee. It's like if you're in the jungle and you want to light a fire, you put a paper between his legs. And then you're going to have a braai. No, kiss.
So, can I leave you S1, eh?
S1.
Kiss.
Ow, it's not me. It's not me. She must. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for the voice notes. Really appreciate it.
Drive 959 with Glenn. Komuto and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.